Welcome to the Baltimore Sun's Daily Olympics Podcast. I'm John Lindner, and I spoke today, Tuesday, February 14, with Sun Executive Sports Editor Randy Harvey, who is covering the games in Turin, Italy.
Interesting day already so far, even though it's still early. Bodie Miller, who was fifth in the downhill the other day, is leading in the combined, and that's the combined where it's the downhill and then two slalom runs. His slalom runs are tonight, a little night skiing, and he hasn't been that great in the slalom this year, but that was his reputation a few years ago, was he was mainly a slalom skier. So I think he's got a real good chance to win the gold medal and bounce back from what some people considered a disappointment the other day, although I thought fifth was pretty good. But the favorite in the race was Benjamin Raich of Austria, and he's in 10th place. So Bodie's looking pretty good. We won't know for a few more hours how he's going to do. But that's probably the big event right now. The men's figure skating with Johnny Weir from Delaware, that starts tonight with a short program. Johnny's a medal contender. He's probably not going to win. Evgeny Plushenko, who was silver medalist last time from Russia, seems to be far and away the best. And then the other big event today is Wayne Gretzky's arriving in the Canadian hockey team from Canada. That'll be interesting. I know he had a little press conference in Toronto before he left, about 4.5 minutes, I think, to talk about the gambling scandal or to not talk about it. And I suspect we'll get the same thing when he arrives here. I think he's going to try to avoid the subject as much as possible. It really could be a huge story if some of the other Olympic players who are here are called for questioning or indicted, it could really disrupt a couple of the teams. So far, there's no indication of that's going to happen. But you never know. You just don't know what the authorities have. One of the most impressive performances I've seen, both on the ice and off, was Joey Cheek from North Carolina. Won the 500 meters in speed skating and won it by more than 6/10 of a second, which is in the 500 meters is that's huge. And then afterward, donated the $25,000 bonus he got from the U.S. Olympic Committee to Right to Play charity, which promotes sports and physical fitness in developing countries. And his money was specifically earmarked for Sudanese refugees who are in Chad. And I'm not sure I've seen many more impressive gestures or actions in the Olympics than that, and seem to be one of those that, we get a little cynical about the Olympics probably because of all the money and the sponsors and some of the controversies, but seems to me like that is sort of what all the Olympics are supposed to be about, is that sort of sharing, and quite an impressive young man.
One of the classic Olympic stories.
Yeah, I think so. I think it's one of those that'll live on into the future. And I think he says if he wins the 1,000, he's going to give another $25,000 to the organization. And the organization was started 10 years ago by a speed skater from Norway, one of the best speed skaters of all time, a 4-time gold medalist, Johan Olav Koss. I think he talked to him yesterday, and he said he was humbled and honored by that Joey Cheek would think of him and his organization in that way and take that kind of action.
I think another story that we can maybe just touch on, Lindsay Kidlow sounds like she might be back.
They've examined her today, and they say that she's doing better, and she's been released from the hospital, and they're going to make a decision this afternoon whether she's going to ski tomorrow. The crash looked a lot worse than it turned out to be. We'll see. It's a pretty amazing thing that she'd even want to come back after that.
Have there been an unusual number of injuries so far this year?
No, I think it's about normal. I think it was an interesting thing in the pairs last night with the Chinese, the couple who finished second place, and the guy throws her, about 20 feet into the air, and she came down wrong and was injured, and it looked fairly severely for a while, but she they took a break in their program, which is allowed under the rules, and she gathered herself and came back and skated great.
Thanks, Randy. For in-depth Olympics coverage and all your sports news needs, pick up a copy of the Baltimore Sun or go online to www.baltimoresun.com.